Hello, welcome to He's Hot, But Something Is Off with me, Jess Joey T. If you're listening to this, that means I did not have time while I was in Asia to record a really fresh episode of the podcast for everyone. A couple episodes ago, I told y'all I was going to Asia for 2 weeks. As you're listening to this, I am in the middle of my Asia trip. But you can see, if you're watching the video version of this podcast, which is available on my YouTube channel, Just Joey T, and also on Spotify, you'll see I am where I usually record all my podcasts, which means I'm at home. So there you go. Yeah, I didn't plan to have time to be able to record the podcast on the road, and I didn't know what the internet was going to be like. And it was just the audio. If I did an audio-only podcast like most other ones are, uploading audio is not such a big deal because the files are way smaller than a video version. But yeah, here we go. So yeah, I'm in Asia, probably, maybe not guaranteed. I have my tickets and everything, but you know, who knows if the flight got delayed or canceled or whatever. I'm probably having a good time. It's more of a work trip than anything else. So yeah, it's always weird to record, to pre-record something, and this is pre-recorded before I go to Asia, because something could have happened between when you recorded something and when it gets published and posted, and maybe it's something really, really big. So something big may or may not have happened by the time you're listening to this that I may or may not should be talking about. So there you go. So I've been talking about cruise slash ish travel advice the last, feels like several podcasts. So today I'm going to switch that up a little bit and not talk so much about the travels and cruise and the advice and things like that, even though I know a lot of you love it, but we're just going to have more of like a old school regular version of the podcast. Because I started this podcast just to talk about whatever I want, honestly. So we're going to do a little bit of that. I was on a broadcast on something else recently, and like a live stream. I was on a live stream, and I was only planning to do it for like an hour and a half, but I was talking so goddamn much. It was over 2.5 hours total from start to finish. So thank God I have this podcast. Anyways, I will talk a little about this trip I'm about to go on, but not in terms of like why I'm going, but like I love to fly. Well, for the most part, flying back from Bangkok over the New Year's because I was sick, that's not pleasant. We just caught the flu or something like the flu. It was really gnarly, whatever we got, coming back right after New Year's. On a plane, I was in the lounge for like 7 or 8 hours, had a long connection, and I was fine in the lounge, not super peppy, but you know, I was like halfway around the world and, you know, took one plane and connecting to the other. So it was like, didn't expect to be feeling super duper. Yeah. But it was just super gnarly coming back. Like the flu or whatever it was, it hit hard for most of that flight. But yeah, I don't know. I just like the whole experience of flying for some reason. I even like airplane food. David Lam and I were like, oh, yeah, we like airplane food. We like to eat in general, honestly. And we don't have very sophisticated palates, but yeah, we kind of like airplane food. And I've been scheming to get a free business class upgrade for this trip, which is why it took me 3 flights. Or it's going to take me, when I'm recording this, 3 flights to get to Bangkok. So I'm flying from here, from LAX to SFO. That's like barely an hour, not even maybe. Then I have to fly from SFO over to Hong Kong. And that's like the Trans-Pacific portion that I wanted to get the upgrade on. Because when you fly long haul, it's really, really nice to have the business class seat, like obviously. And then from Hong Kong, I'll take another short flight, 3 hours to Bangkok. So it's a lot of flights to get there. But there are no direct flights from California to Bangkok anyways. You always have to connect. You just connect once. Somewhere in Asia. Usually it's Tokyo, Taipei, Hong Kong. Tokyo and Taipei, I feel like, are the more common connection points. Because those are the more common connection points, I decided to route myself through Hong Kong because I'm kind of like an AV geek and I read up on AV news and things like that. And, you know, here in the US, it feels like COVID is such old news, right? But Hong Kong and, well, Asia generally opened back up later than the rest of the world in terms of lifting their restrictions and things like that. It wasn't really only until about a year ago, like early 2023, that they were starting to lift the restrictions. China, for example, that's kind of sort of when they lifted a bunch of them. But in terms of recovery in air passenger numbers, you know, that's it takes some time for those for people to start flying again, obviously. And Hong Kong in particular, their numbers haven't recovered anywhere near as much as some of their neighbors throughout Asia. Like Singapore is, I think by now, like 95-98% to pre-pandemic levels of air passenger travels or passengers through their airports. But Hong Kong in particular kind of lagged all the other major Asian hubs. So because of that, did a little research. I fly United. Not that I love to fly United, but I fly United for other reasons. I usually fly United because I'm with that, frequent flyer program and with that particular alliance of airlines. So they do have flights to, they have flights everywhere to Asia, actually, which is weird. Most US airlines don't fly that many flights to Asia, but United has a lot of flights to Asia. So United flies the same planes pretty much everywhere, except the giant 787s and 777s. So I've flown with them to Tokyo quite a few times to connect to Bangkok or Taipei or whatever. And the California to Tokyo route is a popular one. Those are usually pretty full up. But they fly the same size planes between Hong Kong and LAX for some reason, like the big 777s, which is like the biggest plane they have. It's the biggest plane that most airlines have. And I was like, that plane must not be full. Like, to fly like your biggest plane to Hong Kong when Hong Kong passenger travel numbers haven't fully recovered yet, that must be weird. And I also keep seeing ads from Cathay Pacific, which is like the main Hong Kong airline. I'm like, why would I be seeing ads from Cathay Pacific even before I see it for like Delta or American? So all these indicators told me that, okay, there's got to be, this is my best chance of getting an upgrade is if I route myself through Hong Kong to get over to Asia. So I did exactly that. It had to be a little more clever because by default, you know, like they would just route you through Tokyo or Taipei, like I said before. But yeah, connected through Hong Kong. And then I have what are called plus points with United, which is their upgrade currency. That lets you put in a request. It doesn't mean that it's going to clear right away. Usually it doesn't. The complaint with some of these points and stuff with a lot of these airlines is, you know, over time, the points get devalued. So you hear frequent flyers and AV enthusiasts and points enthusiasts talk about devaluation all the time. Is what used to cost 40,000 points to redeem, now it's 50,000 points, and eventually it'll be 60,000 points and 80,000 points. So basically, that's what we call it's the miles and points equivalent of inflation, basically. So basically, if you have points that you're sitting on, don't sit on them for very long because the value of them really does diminish over time. You know, don't just sit on like a million points just to do nothing. Use the points, spend the points. And I spent a lot of last year spending a lot of my points. But anyways, use some of my upgrade points to do the upgrade. And this was like 3 months ago. You got to get in line pretty early. If you try to, you know, upgrade a week before, yeah, that doesn't usually work. So I was like, okay, I'm going to go to Asia to do this trip. The first thing I need to do is book the flights because I need to like, the early I book the flights and the early I apply for the upgrades, the greater the chances that the upgrades will clear. So I did this back in like January, I think. And then luckily, a couple of weeks ago, I got the notification on my phone that one of them cleared. And then like a couple of days later, the other one cleared as well. So that's my strategy for flying business class. I don't think I've ever paid for a business class seat before out of my own pocket. Usually it's because I fly frequently enough and everything goes into a credit card that earns me some amount of miles. And, you know, when you have status with airlines and you earn, you know, miles and points and things like that, then you can use those things to, you know, upgrade your economy class ticket into premium economy or business or whatever. So yeah, I don't think I've ever paid out of my own pocket for business class. It's either I work for a company where I was able to like scheme it and get the business class seat under like the cost cap or like the travel system or whatever. There are a few tricks to do that. People in corporate that travel all the time will know. Yeah, or that's when I usually use my miles. I'll usually buy an economy ticket. And then if it's like a long haul or something, you gotta be strategic about which flights you want to upgrade though. I don't just upgrade every single flight because I don't have a finite amount of points. But yeah, haven't been traveling this much. Haven't been traveling very much this year. For me, anyways. Bangkok was the last trip, like a proper trip that I did. I've been up in San Francisco a couple of times, just day trips, just for some like medical stuff, because there's like dermatologists that I really like and see up there. But like I fly out in the morning and I come back that same night. So that's like an hour flight. It barely counts, really a day trip. I just drove into Palm Springs for a conference. That was also like a day trip. I was only out of the house for like 10 hours. I left early and I came back mid-afternoon. So yeah. So this is, it's been a while since I haven't been at LAX actually. So almost like starting to miss LAX a little bit. Yeah. But kind of excited for this trip. I'm excited also like a little nervous. So I'm going to be filming a lot of collabs over there. And I never try to film this many collabs in such a short amount of time. But this also like the first trip that I'm taking purely to do collabs. So it's very like business mentality type of a thing about it for me in my head. Yeah, but everything's scheduled. Everything is lined up. I haven't finished packing yet. I have like 36 hours to pack. But I also have to clean the house. I need to clean the house. It is a work trip, but the times where I'm not filming, I'll be doing, you know, like some work on the computer, you know, editing or other things like that. But I also don't want it to be like a super busy trip. I'm kind of sort of taking advantage of it. Yes, primarily it's a business work trip, but times where I can afford to be not working, I just want to be like chill and relaxed. You know what I mean? You know, like, it doesn't matter what kind of work you do. If, you know, like, you have a regular corporate 9-to-5 job, and if they send you on a work trip, yeah, you have to go into the office and do meetings or whatever. But, like, outside of that, you want to just, you know, have some time to, like, explore or do other things, right? Or, you know, kind of sort of have, like, a little, it's a bit of vacation time for the, you know, few hours of the day that you're not working 8, 10, 12 hours, you know? So, yeah, that's how I kind of sort of want to treat this trip. So got a bunch of collabs. I'll figure it out. Basically everything's scheduled. And the part of the times where I'm not doing the auxiliary supporting work outside of the filming, which is like, you know, the other parts of the business, you know, like all the stuff you do on the computer. Yeah, I just want to have it feel a little bit like a mini vacation. Because I feel like, this is weird to say, but I feel like I worked pretty hard at this. That wasn't supposed to be like a innuendo or like a play on words. But I, like just literally like I've been working pretty hard at trying to like build the business and like all the little aspects of it. Yeah, so I kind of wanted to be, yes, work first and get lots of content. But when I have some downtime, yeah, I just want to chill and relax and just be, yeah, not having to do a ton. Yeah, so I'm kind of excited and also a little nervous about it at the same time. Not done something quite exactly like this before. So, yeah, there you go. Yeah, but I like the experience of just flying. For some reason, like the traveling, flying, I enjoy the experience of it. Sometimes it's not so much about the destination. I just enjoy. I like flying. I like going to like lounges in airports. Well, sometimes I like going to lounges in airports. Airport lounges sometimes are so busy. There have been a few times where the lounge is so busy that I would rather just find an empty gate and camp out. Like, here's a tip. Don't be jealous of the people that have lounge access at an airport. There's a lot of lounges, but so many credit cards give you lounge access now, more and more. But it's like a very desirable perk for people. People will apply for a credit card just for that. And a lot of times people get there and they have to line up to like, or have a wait list to get in. I've been in that situation because, you know, if there's a wait list or a line to get in, that means inside is jam packed. So depending on how well they do the crowd control, good luck finding a chair to sit on, a place to even have like half a sandwich, things like that. Yeah, there have been times where I've been in a lounge and it's like I have to walk throughout the entire lounge to find like one little chair to sit on and like one little tiny bit of space to put my luggage and backpack down at. So yeah, it's not always the most pleasant experience being in a lounge. Yes, there's food, there's drinks, there's alcohol, that kind of stuff. But in terms of it being a relaxing time, like a relaxing experience, a lounge is not always like that anymore. But yes, there have been times where the lounge is too busy. I'm sick of it. I'm over it. There's always some sort of like empty gate, usually somewhere nearby where a flight just departed and there's another flight there for another like 2 or 3 hours. And it's like, no one's there. It's like, you get so much more spread out space and empty gate than in any lounge, even when the lounge is like not crazy busy. So yeah, I do have to stop at, I mean, yeah. So it's kind of like, sometimes the lounge is good, sometimes the lounge is bad. Yeah, but I don't know. I'm just fascinated with the whole like air travel concept. I'm fascinated with like the engineering of airplanes. I'm fascinated with like how airlines work. I'm fascinated with like the travel experience, you know. Yeah, so I don't know where I got that from. It's really, really weird. But yeah, even though I travel so much-ish, I still find like novelty and excitement when I step onto a plane these days. Even if it's a plane go from here to San Francisco, that's like, you know, 45 minutes. Or when I'm going here on like a 15-hour flight to like halfway around the world. So yeah, so that part I'm looking forward to. Yeah, there you go. All right, hopefully I am having a good time in Asia. And for those who want to follow me and see if I posted anything on my social media while I'm in Asia. I'm not really great at posting on social media. Let's open that can of worms right now. We're about 20 minutes into the podcast. maybe for another time. But yeah, feel free to follow me on my social media. Probably the Key and Rye X is probably where I'll be doing most of my updates. So keyandryex.com for all of the Keyan related platforms where you can follow me. And who knows, maybe there'll be some juicy updates there that will let you know whether I'm having a good or not so good time while in Asia. But for right now, I just really need to get the rest of my luggage packed. I need to clean the house. David's gonna be coming here while I'm away, so like I need the place to be neat. And also just like having a neat place when I come back home from a long trip is just really, really nice. Yeah, so there you go. But until next time, bye.